This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, Thursday, February 7th, 2008. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, The Great Liberator. February is, of course, Black History Month. And this year we have an African-American politician making history right before our eyes. What a difference 150 years makes. It was only six generations ago that the vast majority of African-Americans were slaves. Quraish Ali Lanzana wants to make sure that we don't forget that. On this program, we're going to hear him read selections from his book of poems about Harriet Tubman. The poems are included in a radio program produced by the Poetry Foundation called Confronting the Warplant, Black Poets of Chicago. Quraish Ali Lanzana teaches at Chicago State University. His first book of poetry, Southside Rain, is about contemporary Chicago. But in They Shall Run, Harriet Tubman poems, he brings to life the great liberator. The first poem we're going to hear concerns Harriet Tubman's first trip back to the plantation where she was a slave in Maryland. She had escaped to the north, to Philadelphia, 2 years earlier.
She did not tell her mother that she was leaving. She did not tell her brothers because she'd learned that they were going to be sold south as a family on a chain gang. And she did not tell her husband, whose name was John.
John Tubman was already a free man, but Harriet went back for him anyway so that they could make a life together in Pennsylvania, a non-slave state.
And so she made her first trip back for love.
Here's Quraish Ali Lanzana reading Long Way Home, which is in the voice of Harriet Tubman.
John, Lord knows you still vexed. Reckon me too if my wife stole off during sleepy night. God and the devil only souls up at that hour. Even if I knows she's about to be sold south, even if I knows she was leaving, and you did. You so troubled when I talk about leaving. Call me a fool. Call me Cudjo. 5 years with you, John. Your wife about to be sold away. Just cause you free, this don't worry you none. You laugh. Dunno if I'd miss your laugh if I was in the South, though. Thank you, Jesus. Got a room in Philadelphia, John. Ain't big, but clean. Enough room for us. Some cheering, too. Yo, baby, I ain't too old just yet. Just round 31, I think. Make us a home, John. One where we's both free. Free from the lash's shadow. Free like the Lord mean. Got this suit for you, John. Ain't nobody worn these clothes before. Walk proud in these clothes. These is free man's clothes.
When the sun comes back and the first quail calls, follow the drinking gourd, for the old man is waiting for to carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking gourd.
Harriet Tubman made it to the outskirts of the plantation and sent a messenger in to get John.
What she learned is that during the course of those 2 years, John Tubman had made other plans.
The next poem is called Faithless. It's in the voice of John Tubman, but begins with one of Harriet Tubman's more famous quotes.
I would have freed thousands more if they had known they were slaves. Faithless. Heard on the wind you come back for me. Didn't think you come back for me. Didn't think you come back at all. Been so long my skin grew tired. This life too hard to know all alone. Caroline cover me just fine. She a quilt against the cold in my blood. She mend the torn spots in my soul. Ain't got no mind to leave this place. Go on, Moses, find your promised land. Mine's is here beside this fire, with folks we knows from when we's born.
When Harriet Tubman learned that John had remarried, she was heartbroken.
2 years is a long time, and, you know, we have to remember that during this moment in American history, Africans disappeared every day. So he didn't know whether or not she was dead or alive, and if she were alive, why she'd come back, you know, to Maryland. But that didn't make her feel any better. She had come back for him, and she was devastated. And she put that heartache and that energy into what we know as significant American history.
The last poem, called Whole, is again in Harriet's voice.
This suit of clothes just as empty as a sky with no stars. 2 years of working, saving money. Then, John, drop out my heart. I don't want to see his wife. I knows that she is me. I could go in shooting the rifle, let my angry run free. Best not. Just my temper rising. No use stoking dead fire. But to see his face one more time. Now, Lord, just you on high. If he make do without me now, I can make do, Lord. I can make do.
Koresh Ali Lansana reading three poems from his book, They Shall Run, Harriet Tubman Poems, published by Third World Press. If you live in Chicago, check out the hour-long radio special called Confronting the Warp Land, Black Poets of Chicago, produced by Ed Herman for the Poetry Foundation, and airing soon on WBEZ. Everyone else can download it from poetryfoundation.org, where you'll also find articles, thousands of poems, and about 100 podcasts, including the new February Poetry Magazine podcast. We really do love to hear from listeners. Email us your thoughts on this program at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.